Ministries join forces to help the Philippines overlook survivors. Election turmoil fails to stop gospel work in Nepal, and gifts in Honduras demonstrate something eternal. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Two ministries are working together to help the unreached victims of Typhoon Haiyan. New Tribes Mission has aircraft in the region, while Mission Aviation Fellowship has logistics staff there, making this strategic. NTM's Pam McCurdy says their two planes and helicopter weren't damaged during the storm.
Once the storm had passed, we began using them to do survey flight to discover where the most damage has been so we could start aiding with the relief work as soon as possible.
However, NTM needed help with logistics. Mission Aviation Fellowship has that experience. The two are working with victims who otherwise wouldn't have relief from Puerto Princesa City from the island of Palawan. MAF's John Woodbury.
The islands we're serving have populations from 1,500 to 450 people. One person held the hand of our pilot with just tears in his eyes and thanking him. They couldn't believe someone cared enough to actually come.
That alone gives them a platform to talk about Christ. Contribute to the relief effort at our website. Next, as Lebanon marks 70 years of independence today, the celebration is marred by tensions, casting a cloud over the observance. A suicide bombing outside of Iran's embassy in Beirut is raising concerns that Lebanon is being dragged into serious civil war. Sat7's Rex Rogers says their programming team found a way to inject hope into despair.
They went right out a couple of hours after this and do some man-in-the-street interviews.
Why?
We happened to have a program that was being filmed at the time called Panorama, which is a biblical teaching program, and that's why they were doing these interviews. They ask people about who God is. Is he still in charge when these kinds of things happen? Why would he allow this?
God's doing something incredible.
There was strong ethnic national feeling, if you will. But 6 months into it, the Spirit of God did his work. There's a huge shift took place in the body of Christ and church.
This is Mission Network News. Christians are on high alert in India after being threatened with their lives. Those threats have actually closed one of Gospel for Asia's Bridge of Hope centers. Anti-Christians told GFA workers that they wouldn't allow Christian work in their community. If they didn't obey, they'd be killed. Pray for protection and safety of believers in the area. Pray eyes will be opened and hearts softened so the work of Christ can continue. The full story at missionnetworknews.org. Meanwhile, election turmoil in Nepal isn't stopping gospel work. Audio Scripture Ministries' Tom Dudenhofer says their partners are sending updates through email.
They were quite concerned about some sort of a protest that was taking place, and their comments were that many vehicles have been burned, people have been killed. And then the second sentence was, but we're still able to do our recordings.
Over 100 parties are vying for power to help write Nepal's new constitution. Some want to make Nepal a Hindu state, which means believers would face more persecution. The request of ASM's partners is simple.
They want us just to keep praying. The final results won't be tabulated completely for several days yet. We can be grateful that none of this is out of control, that God is still in control. And we can trust him to use whatever the results for his glory and for his honor down the road.
And Honduras is the land of contrasts, where luxury and desperation live side by side. Global aid networker Gain USA is helping thousands of the poorest with food, seeds, and clothing. These gifts are demonstrating the love of Christ in word and deed. There are millions more in other countries facing similar crises. Gain already has its sights set to help. In 2014, they're hoping to raise just over $800,000 to encourage more people out of despair. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task. It features stories of Native missionaries making an impact for Christ in their own countries. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.